back now to the European Planetary Science Congress, and a couple of talks about the Moon particularly caught my eye. Over the past decade, our nearest celestial companion has been the destination for a number of spacecraft which have been designed to test out new propulsion and communication systems, which might one day be sent further afield on higher cost missions. I met up with Bernard Frank, who was the principal investigator on the European Space Agency's Smart One mission, which launched in 2003.
Well, we are celebrating 10 years of the launch of Smart One on the 27th of September. We were around the Moon from 2004 to 2006. We had control impact at the end. And then we have put all the data obtained from the different instruments on board, miniaturized instruments, available for the community.
So what sensors did Smart One have on board?
So Smart One, we had 7 very miniaturized instruments for a total of 19 kilograms. Building on the miniaturization technologies, we had a camera the size of a human eye, which was building on some of this mobile phone development at that time. We had also the first infrared spectrometer on the Moon that could measure the fingerprint of minerals. And also we had some technology experiment in radio wave to increase telecommunication for the future. Finally, we had also a laser communication experiment on Smart One.
So some of this technology was from mobile phones. Was this mission about testing out the technology or really about learning about the environment of the Moon?
The main goal for Smart One was to be a technology mission, first testing a new engine, an ion engine that is 5 times more efficient than chemical propulsion, and that allowed us to go to the Moon, but would be used also on future missions to Mercury, also to asteroids, to reach deep space destination using much less fuel, so giving the possibility to have more payload or to launch from a smaller rocket. But also, we wanted to test miniaturized technologies, spacecraft technologies that will lower the cost and the risk for future missions.
So if I remember rightly, the key with Nine Drive is that you're using electrical energy that you can generate with solar panels rather than having to carry bulky rocket fuel up into space.
That's right. You use the solar power. From this, you can charge and accelerate some particles of gas, xenon. And then with Smart One, with only 60 liters of fuel, we could bring a 300-kilogram spacecraft to the Moon. So it's much more efficient than my car. And this can be used for mission if you are patient enough, because this is a very low thrust. And so we got a Guinness Award for the most efficient engine, but also for the longest travel to the Moon. It took us 18 months to reach the Moon.
So the key here is that the Moon is our close companion. It's a good place to test these technologies before you send them further afield.
Yeah, it's a place where we could test those technologies for deep space. But also it's a beautiful place for knowledge. And so we wanted to use this instrument, using the Moon as well, as an history book to understand the bombardment history in the solar system. Also using the Moon to understand planetary processes that are shaping planets, like tectonics, volcanism. As the Moon has a very tenuous atmosphere, its geology is pristine. So you can really study the geology of the Moon much better than you could do it on Mars or the Earth.
You mentioned earlier that Smart One had a controlled impact with the Moon at the end of its life. What did you learn from that?
Controlled impact first was a technical achievement because we were able to target an impact within half a second of the planned time. Also, we were able to communicate to ground-based observer on the Earth at the time of impact, and we were able to observe it from Canada-France-Hawaii telescope, and for the first time, we observed the flash impact and some of the debris plumes from a Smart One impact. So it was a kind of impact experiment. I made a challenge to all the missions that followed us. I would offer them a bottle of champagne if they would be able to find the impact site of Smart One, which is expected to be 10 meters in size. And what we are going to do at this conference here, we are going to unveil some study we have done on the latest images from the LRO, high resolution camera, where we believe we have identified the impact site for Smart One.
So in those Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter images, you think you've seen this 10-meter crater that Smart One generated?
Yeah, we have a very good candidate that fits into the position where we expected the impact. However, it doesn't look exactly as we were expecting. We have conducted laboratory experiment with the impact of fluorescence on sand, and we would excavate the sand. In the case of the moon, we found that also we created some boulders debris.
So have the LOA scientists got their bottle of champagne yet?
Actually, we did the work ourselves using the LRO data. But of course, we are going to share this bottle of champagne with our LRO colleagues.
Bernard Frank from ESTEC, the European Space Agency's technical headquarters in the Netherlands.